Chris Morning Update, Thursday, April the 5th. 今天的体育方面，北卡大学71-65战胜冈萨加，问鼎2017年的 NCAA 总冠军。在医药方面呢 ，FDA 批准了首个刀带药物 ，Teva 旗下治疗亨廷顿舞蹈症的药物 Austedo 获批。在消费方面呢，樱桃口味的可口可乐在中国上市，股神巴菲特将作为其代言人出现在包装上。武汉本地新闻方面呢，政府携手摩拜单车，武汉建成全国首条共享单车专用道。North Carolina stuffs Gonzaga to win the NCAA Basketball Championship. North Carolina pulled away in the final seconds to beat Gonzaga 71-65 in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Monday night in Glendale, Arizona, in a game marked by poor shooting and an abundance of personal fouls. In what had been a tight game throughout, North Carolina closed out on a 9-2 run, nursing a 3-point lead with 21 seconds left. Carolina's Kennedy Mix made a crucial block of a shot by Gonzaga's Neil William Goss, with Justin Jackson racing for a basket on the other end to seal the game. Joel Berry, who was named the tournament's most outstanding player, led the Tar Heels with 22 points.Both teams were number one seeds in the tournament. It was the first NCAA finals appearance for Gonzaga, which has made the tournament every year since 1999, but had never previously advanced past the Elite Eight. The first adulterated drug has finally been approved by the FDA. It's Austedo.Due to trabenazine from Teva, and it targets Huntington's chorea. This is an interesting development on several levels. The idea of adding deuteriums instead of plain hydrogens to drug structures had been kicking around for many years, but only in the last 8 or 10 years has serious development been underway on them. Some readers outside the field may be wondering what the big deal is, so here's a bit of a background. Deuterium.Is the fairly well-known heavy hydrogen isotope of regular hydrogen, which is heavy because it has another neutron in it. That basically doubles its weight. The single electron in the atom is a round-off arrow in that regard. So these two are an isotope pair with a large percentage difference in weight indeed.The reason this weight difference makes difference is when a bond breaks between the hydrogen or deuterium and another atom, the bond is actually harder to break with the heavier isotope, an effect that can be modeled surprisingly well with springs and fission weights. This is the primary kinetic isotope effect, and if that bond breaking is an important step in some process, you can slow the whole works down by just putting in a D where an H used to be.For drugs, the key is that many of them are metabolized and destroyed when they hit the liver, and this often is done through breaking a CH bond, so a well-placed deuterium or two or three can actually have a significant effect on how long a drug can circulate in the bloodstream by slowing down the liver's clearance mechanism.And Warren Buffett will adorn the cherry Coke cans in China. Coca-Cola is putting on the likeness of Warren Buffett on cherry Coke cans in China, hoping to benefit from its biggest shareholders' popularity in the country. According to its website, Coca-Cola got permission from the billionaire's investor to use his image on cans for a limited time while supplies last. It launched cherry Coke in China on March 10th.Berkshire Hathaway, which Buffett runs, is Coke's largest investor with a 9.3% stake worth roughly $17 billion. Buffett has many fans in China, which often sends a large contingent to watch him at Berkshire's annual meetings in Omaha, Nebraska. Last year, Berkshire webcast its meeting for the first time and provided simultaneous translation only in Mandarin. Buffett has often said he drinks 5 Cokes a day and jokes that he is 1/4 Coca-Cola because the beverage accounts for 25% of his caloric intake. The 86-year-old told shareholders at Berkshire's annual meeting last April that he had no evidence he would be more likely to live to 100 if he switched to water and broccoli. Mobike and Wuhan government cooperate to build bike lanes to ease congestion. Central China's Wuhan city has cooperated with a bike-sharing company to build a bike lane in the city to alleviate traffic jams caused by subway construction. According to the city's Traffic Control Bureau, it has chosen bicycle-sharing giant Mobike to help build a lane for the bikes and designated several parking points along the lane in the Nanhu area. The Bureau said the usage of shared bikes has increased significantly, alleviating congestion in the area. The company and city will work together to expand the lanes to other areas. In less than a year, the leading Shanghai-based bicycle sharing platform has expanded its service to 36 Chinese cities, as well as Singapore, with over 1 million bicycles. And that wraps up today's version of Morning Update. Stay tuned for our updates on April 6th.